The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Paisik at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says, Maskirin Gvuras Kshamim B'Tchiyas Amesim. The point in Shemayin Esrei, when we mention the Gvura of Hashem, that he brings Kshamim, he brings rain, is during the Bracha of Tchiyas Amesim. That's the second Bracha of Shemayin Esrei. The Yerushalmi says that the reason why we mention it there is that just like Tchiyas Amesim brings Chaim to the world, it rejuvenates the world with life, so too, Kshamim, rain, gives life to the world and enables the entire world to live. I just want to omit for a minute, what's this Lashon of Gvurais Kshamim, the strength of rains? How does strength have to do with rain? So I think the Indian is that the meat of Gvura, the meat of strength, is like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ezahu Gibor HaKoyvesh Es Yitzray. Strength means the power to withhold from giving. So Hashem created the world in a manner that certain things that the world needs, Hashem doesn't just give them. Rather, He requires human interaction to get it. The Moshul says that when Hashem created the world, He created the clouds. However, it did not rain until Adam Rishon came around and davened for rain. So rain really is a means of mankind connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam by the Ribbono Shel Olam being withholding the water from the world from coming naturally. In other words, it doesn't come naturally, rather it requires the intervention of mankind to enable rain. So really all of human deficiency is really enables man to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even our deficiency that creates bechira is what enables man to create his own connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So ultimately, really, Tchiyas HaMeisim also comes from this midah of gvura, by withholding a person's natural tendency towards ruchnius, that gives a person the ability to create his own Tchiyas HaMeisim, and that's one way that we relate. That's the way that mankind relates to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I just want to discuss some of the dinim of reciting Mashiv Ruach Umayit HaGoshem. Now, as far as the nusach of the bracha, if it's Geshem or Goshem, whether we say Mashiv Ruach Umayit HaGeshem or Mashiv Ruach Umayit HaGoshem, the Igris Moshe in Chelik Dalet Simin Mem Ois Tezvav says that it's supposed to be Mashiv Ruach Umayit HaGoshem with a comment, because he holds that that's the end of a sentence, the end of an idea. However, Lamaisa, if you look at almost every single siddur, the nusach is Mashiv Ruach Umayit HaGeshem. And Be'etzim, Roy Gdoyli Oilam hold like that, the Arkas Rebbeinu brings like that from the Stipler, and that's what the Shalas HaTshuvas Luvashay Mordechai says, and the Kuntres Birchas Chaim brings down that that's also the Milchis Yitzchak held, and Rosh Hashanah and Arbach held like that, and I think that's the Derech of Roiv Oilam, they say Mashiv Ruach Umayit HaGeshem with a segel. Now the Ikar Haskara that we mentioned in the winter is the part of Umayit HaGeshem, that Hashem brings the rain. And the reason is because the rain is something that the world, that Hashem Kaviyachol could withhold, and the world will still manage, it will be difficult, but it will manage, it's something that it could get withheld. However, Mayit HaTal, the dew, and Mashiv Ruach, the wind and dew is something that the world can't exist without, and therefore, we do not have a chiyuv to mention these two things that Hashem has. Now, l'maisa, the meaning of the oilam is that when we say Moed HaGeshem, we preface it with Mashiv Ruach. Even though you're not mechuyiv to be preface it with Mashiv Ruach, however, everyone does mention Mashiv Ruach when we say Moed HaGeshem. Now, the Ran says the reason for that is because in the Yemoisek Shomim, when rain comes, then it's very beneficial to have ruach, to have wind to dry the land. And the summer, besides the wind drying the land, in the summer there's a strong sun that can dry the land. Whereas in the winter, there is no the sun is very shvach, and really the wind is very beneficial. So a kapon of the minhag ha'olam is that we say mashiv ruach umayit ha'geshem. Now, as far as saying Moed HaTol in the summer, so the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Yudalid, Sif Gimel brings down that that mentioning Moed HaTol is not Ma'akev and Shemayin Esrei, and the Ramah brings down over there the minig of Mnei Ashkenaz is that we don't say Moed HaTol in the Brach of Mechayim Esim in the summer. Now, the Beis Yosef brings down this minig Ashkenaz, and he explains the reason for the minig is because the Gemara in Tainis Daf Gilma Vey says, Amr Rabbi Chanina, b'maisa chama, amr mashav ruach, ein machzir in Haisai. And I was saying mashav ruach in the summer, we don't, if someone says that, we don't cause them to be chayzer. So he says, the lashon of ein machzir in Haisai is mashma that lechatchila, in the summer you should not say mashav ruach. And he brings down, the B'nai Ashkenaz hold, that who is in married at all, you should also not say it, since it's a haskara that's not necessary. So just like mashav ruach, we don't say in the summer. So who within married at all, we don't say in the summer. That's the minig of the Ashkenaz. However, the minig of the Sorad is that lechatchila they do say married at all in the summer. Now the reason for this is the makar for this is really a taisus in Maseches Brachos Daf Tes on the days that he says that it's good to say married at all in the summer. Why? Because so that if you should forget to say married hageshem. And then you will not have to go back. In other words, if you say Moed HaTol in the winter instead of Moed HaGeshem, the din is b'di'evad, you do not go back. So Tosfos holds that's why they say in the summer Moed HaTol. So just in case they should forget, they keep on saying Moed HaTol instead of Mashav Ruach, they won't have to return. And they won't have to say over Shemayin Esrei. Now even though the Beis Yosef said that the Bnei Ashkenaz understand that there's a maila not to say, that's only b'di'evit to say Moed HaTol in the summer, just like L'chatchila not supposed to say Moed Shav Ruach in the summer. Perhaps Tosfos held that there's a difference between Ruach in the summer and Tal in the summer. Could be that Ruach in the summer, like you said before, that Ruach helps primarily to dry the land. So in the summer, when there's no rain, so you don't really need the Ruach. So there's no real point in saying it. But Tal, do, could be is always beneficial, and therefore the could be Tosfos didn't hold like the Bnei Ashkenaz, and Al Kopanim the Bnei Sarad follow Tosfos, and they do say Moed HaTol in the summer, and that's really the minute. Gra also is to mention it in the summer, and in Eretz Yisrael they follow the Gra in this aspect. But Al Kopanim, both the Minhagim, whether or not to say Moed HaTol in the summer, have in the car, and of course the person should follow his minute. Now, in Simen Kuf Yudal Sefei, it's Mavur, that if a person didn't say Mashav Ruach in the winter, so wherever you say, remember, in the second bracha, you say Mashav Ruach. However, in Sif Dalid, where it discusses the summer, so if a person said Mashav Ruach in the summer, Moed HaGeshem in the summer, so the din is that he has to go back to being in his bracha. There is no other Eitzah. Now, the reason for that is very poshut. Because Bishlam of Mashav Ruachas, which is a positive thing to mention, so as long as you mentioned it anywhere in the bracha, so you mentioned it in this bracha. Whereas if you mention something you're not supposed to mention, the only way to undo that is to start over L'chatchila, the whole bracha, and B'di'evet, the Mishnah says, if you just go back to Rav Leishia, that also counts for being Chayzer. Now, the Sefer Isha Yisrael, in Perek of Gimel Ha'ar Kuf Ches, brings down from Eliyashiv. Let's say a person says in the summer Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem, and he's still within Teichtei Dibur, which is a second or so of saying Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem. He has an eitzah. He could just say Moed HaTol, and that will undo the mentioning of Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem. Now, Be'etzim, this is really an early shaila. The Karban Nisanel on the Rosh and Tainis Daf Gimel Beis brings down that this Eitzah does not work just to say Moed HaTol. And L'chari, the Svara of the Karban Nisanel is very strong, because L'chari, you can't compare, L'mashal, let's say a person says HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh. So over there, there are two distinct endings for the bracha. So if you said HaKel HaKadosh, so instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, now if I say HaMelech HaKadosh, I ended with a new ending, and that'll help. However, over here, if saying Moed HaTol, you're always allowed the etzim to say Moed HaTol. L'chari, it's a new shevach, so it's really difficult to understand how is it that just because I said Moed Atal, how does that undo saying Mashavach Moed Gashem? All I did was I said another Shavach. How does that undo the Shavach that I really said? And so what you have to say to answer Rav Yashav is that since the derech is you say Moed Atal as opposed to Mashavach and you intend the Moed Gashem and you intend to undo it, somehow that helps and it's kibbutz I undid it. Maisa, many, many poskim do not hold like Rav Yashav. The Arlatzian in Chelik Beis, Perek Zayin, Simchav Tes, holds not like him. He holds that you have to go back to the beginning of Brach, and it doesn't help to say Marit Atal. And the Isha Yisrael really brings down like that from Shem Zalman, helped like that. And the Havdol Ben Chaim, the Shevi Levi holds like that. So really, of course, the Chatzila, a person should not, if a person mentioned Mashav Brach and Marit Goshem, they should not just recite Ma'ir Atal, rather they should go back L'chatchila to the beginning of the Bracha. Now, let's say a person forgot to mention Ma'ashav Rochem Ma'ir Geshem. So the din is that you say whenever B'chol Mokim Shiyotzi, you say wherever you want to. However, the B'alachas Mavur points out that that's only you should only say it in a place which is Solak and Yonah, like you finish an idea. For example, if you say U'mekayim Emunasai, you shouldn't say Ma'ashav Rochem Ma'ir Geshem right there. Rather, you should say, you should finish off Lishene Ofer, and then you can mention Mashav Rochem Moed HaGeshem. Now, if you remembered it after you say V'neman Atalach Yis Mesim, so then you say Mashav Rochem Moed HaGeshem, but you should go over back to Neman Atalach Yis Mesim, because you're supposed to, there's halacha, you're supposed to be Messiah Mein HaChsima. You're supposed to end off the bracha in a way which is similar to the ending of the bracha. So since the bracha ends mechayeh meisim, so you're supposed to end off the bracha neman atalachi es meisim. Now let's say a person finished the whole bracha. He forgot to say mashav bracha moed geshem, and he finished the entire bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yudal Tzivov paskins like the famous Shitas Ravya that if you finish a bracha and you forgot to mention something in the bracha, then you can mention it at that point. Now the reason for the Ravya is because he learns it out, Birkas Amazin. Tahainu, that just like if a person forgot to say Ritzei, so Chazal were Mesakin, that you could make a special bracha to account for Ritzei. So Rav Yoh asked, but what does it help that you're gonna say a bracha to Mesakin Ritzei, to Mesakin the fact that you didn't say it, but you already finished the bracha. So the Rav Yoh infers from this that you do not, that if you mention a Haskarah right after a bracha, then it's kibbutz I said it during the bracha. Now Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa in Perek Nun Zayin Sif Yud Zayin in Ha'ara, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman that Avada, let's say, of course, if a person, let's say, forgot to say Ritzei, and he says Bani Yushalayim, so you can't say Ritzei at that point, even according to Rav Yoh, since Chazal were Mesakin a special bracha. So if you don't fix the problem the way Chazal instituted, so then you're not Yaitza. It's only during other Haskaras, like we're saying for Mashav Rochem Moed HaGeshem, or the same thing would be, let's say, if a person forgot to say Yal V'Yavai, that's when there's an Eitza to say it afterwards. But in a place where Chazal were Mistaken, a special, specific bracha, there is no other Eitza. Now there's a famous, saying they say over from the Chazon Ish, and someone told me he heard that Reb Chaim Kanevsky confirmed that this was the Chazon Ish's opinion, is that let's say a person recites the Kriya Shema, and the halakha is you're not yet to Kriya Shema unless you had kavana, you understood what you were saying when you said Kriya Shema. So the Chazon Ish holds that as long as you didn't continue after the first pasuk, so just like the Rav Yoh says that after a bracha I can recite things that were supposed to be during the bracha. So who then, after I recite the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, I can have in mind the meaning of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Now, so I just want to point out that certainly that is not a l'chatchila d'ka etza, even according to the Chazon Ish, because really the Bir Halacha brings down many shitas that do not hold like the Rav Yoh. So l'halacha, we paskin by Shema Esrei, we paskin like the Rav Yoh, because sofik brachas l'hakol, you're not supposed to go over Shema Esrei, and you can rely on the Rav Yoh. But by Kriya Shema, when you have another Eitza, you have a very good Eitza, all you have to do is recite over Kriya Shema. Certainly, the best Eitza is to recite over Kriya Shema. However, the Chazon Ish's Eitza would help For example, by the first bracha, the halacha is, of Shemayin Esrei, the halacha is that if a person does not have in mind the meaning of the words during the first bracha of Shemayin Esrei, he's not yet to Shemayin Esrei. And technically speaking, a person should have to go over Shemayin Esrei. However, our minig is not to go over Shemayin Esrei. So a person has an Eitzah, according to the Chazon Ish. Now, the ideal thing, the Bi'alacha says, is that a person should wait and be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. However, for not everybody, it's not always a perfect Eitzah. It's not, a person often will not have Kavani either by the Shliach Tzibur when the Shliach Tzibur is reciting the first Bracha. So if you don't have the Bi'alacha's Eitzah, the Chazon Ish's Eitzah would be a good idea. In other words, if you remember, after you say Magen Avram, that you didn't have Kavana, so then, it's kedai to have in mind the kavana that you're missing, and that way, according to Chazon Ish, I'll call upon him, according to Rav Yoel, you'll be yotze Shemayin Esrei.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.